Hi, Stella speaking.
Yeah, hi, is this Visiting Angels?
We're actually Deluxe Home Care. How can I help you? Are you looking for home care services?
Oh,
Maybe is there
on the
something I
site,
can help you?
I'm not sure. I thought I was calling the Visiting Angels that's covered supposedly by Medicaid.
What are they? Are they a home care agency, like you're looking for home care services for a loved one?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're actually just doing that service as well. You have a family member that needs care?
Yeah.
Got it. Then you want to sign up one of your family to as a caregiver, or you'll need a caregiver from the agency?
I'm just looking into seeing to get somebody out to my mom's house during the day when she's alone. She has
Got it.
dementia.
And she has
But
Medicaid, I guess, right?
yeah.
Yeah. So what you'll need to do is we can assist you with that. You'll need to sign her up with the state. Like you'll call the state, we'll let them know that your mom needs home care, and they're gonna come down do an assessment, see how many hours they can get approved for. And then once they approve for the hours, then we're gonna start looking for a caregiver in her area for the needs she needs, like for the care, or according to the amount of hours her insurance approves her for.
Okay, so I call who
So what we can do is
are
we
you
can do it
guys?
right now. I'll just need to take down her information and we're gonna call the state. And we're gonna let them know that your mom needs care and we need an assessment done. They should evaluate her.
Okay, and how many programs are out there like
So there
that
is
do
two
this?
kind of
Just
programs. There is CDS care and in-home care. So we do actually CDS care. That's the only the program we provide. But it's basically
what's
CDS care is more like that the patient decides which aid they want. Like we're gonna bring you aids and you're gonna interview them, see if you need them. And in-home care is more that the agency decides which aid to send you. They send you an aid. Like it's basically the agency's responsibility. It's not like you're gonna interview and see if you need them or not.
Oh, I'm confused. I'm just getting into this and trying to figure it all out. And I know somebody had used Visiting Angels or like,
Okay, it's
so,
actually the
okay.
same program. Like, there's a few agencies that have caregivers. They're just one, and we're a different one. We do
How
the
many
same
are
thing
there?
with you. There are, I'm not sure exactly how much there are, but there are some. And in which county are you?
Yeah. In which what?
In which county is your mom?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. So yeah, in St. Louis there is a few because it's quite like a big county.
Yeah. Okay, so I still don't understand. You said there's two different things.
Kind of programs that is the state has. There's either in-home care or CDS. So in I'll
I
explain
don't
to
know
you
what C.
again. So we do CDS. That's more like the you're gonna be the one that's responsible for the care. Like you're gonna decide if you want the aid, if you want to hire her or fire her. Like you're gonna set up the schedule. It's according to the patient, like what the patient decides. And in-home care is more the agency decides. Like we're gonna it's like the agency brings you the aid, they tell you that she's gonna be the aid, she's gonna come this and this amount of hours per week, per day, and they're gonna set up the schedule. CDS is more we work with the patient and we're making sure the patient is happy with everything.
Well, why is that? Why are there two different choices like that? Like, it
That's
seems
what
like.
I'm not sure that's what the state decided, but we just do CDS. We don't do in-home care.
Oh, you just do this. C, what is it? C what?
CDS. It's Consumer Directed
CDS?
Services. Yes.
Oh, I see. And that's what you do.
Yes.
Okay. So first it's seeing if she's eligible.
Right. So what we'll need to do is
getting approved.
Right. So the first thing, she needs to get approved for the program. So the state should pay for it. Except if you want to do private pay. But if you don't want to do private pay, then we'll just need to get approved by the state.
And Medicaid actually pays for all of it?
Yes, they do.
What? That's good.
So if you want, we can do, like, just right now, call the state and let them know to schedule an assessment, because it takes, like, a few weeks until they come down. So.
Okay, so say we do all this, she gets approved, you guys start coming out, and there's a problem, can we switch to another company, or?
Yeah, you can. That's a step afterwards. First, you need to get approved.
Uh-huh.
And then let's say if we don't find you a caregiver or anything, then you can go with a different agency. But you're going to be approved already by then. So it's going to be like just a quick.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And would they tell us like who's available and who to call and stuff?
What do you mean?
Like the different, they would find who's available, what companies can come out and do this?
So the state can decide that, yes. But
no, I don't.
They're going to tell you, like, which agencies they have. But if you want, you just request, let's say, Deluxe Home Care, our agency, and they're going to just assign you to our agency. If anytime you want to switch or something else, then you can do it afterwards. But otherwise, they're just going to assign you any agency out there.
Oh, even though you start the process.
Right. They're going to do it either way, right? Because it really doesn't matter on the agency. But we do that service and assisting for anyone that wants to come with our agency. Then we're going to assist them in getting them approved.
What's the name of your agency?
Deluxe Home Care.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
Do you want to go forward right now with calling the state?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Okay. So what I'll just need your mom's, like, basic information so I can send it into the state before we do the call, because they're going to need it. Give me a minute.
Okay.
What's her first and last name?
Shirley, Shirley.
Okay.
Hilmes, Hilmes.
Got it. And what's her date of birth?
It is,
Okay, give me a minute. Let's see if her information pops up. Otherwise, I'll need to take it. Can you confirm her first name is Shirley?
Yes.
And last name is Hilmes?
Yes.
And date of birth 6/20/1938.
Yes.
Okay, you're sure she has Medicaid or Medicare?
Yeah, Medicaid.
But it does not come up. Do you have her DCN ID?
What's that?
Her Medicaid ID.
Her Medicaid ID?
Yes.
No, I don't think I have that. I don't live with her.
Do you have maybe her social security number?
Yeah, I don't know. I just, I do, but I'm just all new to this. I don't.
Because it doesn't come up on Medicaid. She has Medicaid in St. Louis County, right?
Yeah.
Maybe does she have any other legal name?
No. I'm just getting freaked out by giving all of her information to somebody I just called, and
I understand you.
I'm not sure.
So what we'll do is I think you should just look into it, decide what you want, and call me back then. Because we're only going to be able to do it if you decide to give the information. If you don't want to give the information, then we won't be able to do it. So.
Right.
I think maybe just inquire in the services. You can look at our website. Just look around and then call me back once you decide.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay.